39. Back one page, number 39. What a friend we have in Jesus.
We should never be.
you think? Do boys and girls have trials and temptations too? You think they do? Yeah. They're probably different ones than maybe your daddy and mommy have, but they're just as real and they're just as hard. Isn't it nice to know that we have a friend and the Lord Jesus? We can always tell him about it. Maybe nobody else will understand, but we can always talk to the Lord Jesus about it, and he understands, right? Okay, well, let's take a little bit of time and look up to the Lord in prayer, okay? A Sunday school paper, and you probably have one too. And I brought this from home, all the way from Southern Illinois, and it has a Sunday school verse on it. And I wonder who might have learned the verse. Okay. Now, when I was a little kid, good, I'm glad some of you did, and I'm going to ask you to say it in a little bit, okay? Now, when I was a little kid, about your size, I didn't get to very many conferences like this. The conferences I went to were a little bit different, but they, when I did get to a conference up here in the United States, I always wanted to see the person who opened the Sunday school bring a bag. And it was usually a big paper bag in those days. That was before plastic bags. And it was usually crumpled up at the top or folded over so nobody could see what was inside of it. And that meant that he had something that he was going to pull out of the bag. And it might have been a prize. It might have been a surprise. It might have been something else. But that was, I always kept looking around to see, did he put a bag on the table? Well, I did bring a bag. And it's right here. And there's something in there that I'm going to give to whoever says their verse. All right? So now maybe a few more people will want to say the Sunday school verse. Okay? Charlotte, you had your hand up early. Would you like to give us a Sunday school verse?
I love my hand.
Okay, that's fine.
Light should shine for man. Matthew 5:19.
Okay. Thank you. Who else has one that they want to say? Go ahead. Okay. Hands up.
Let your light shine before man. Matthew 5:16.
Okay, I'll let you take first pick.
Thank you.
There you go. Who else has a verse that they want to say? Now, why don't you just put it down for a little bit, and we'll use those in a little minute, but just keep it in your pocket or on your lap or something for now. Now, I don't have enough for every single boy or girl, I don't think. Okay, Laura.
Let the light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:6.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Teddy.
Let your light so shine before men. Matthew 5:6.
Okay. Any other hands? Mark?
Let your light shine before men.
That they
might glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:6.
16. Okay. I'll let you pick one out. Andrew?
Let your light so shine for men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Okay.
5:16.
Thank you. Matthew 5:16. All right.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Thank you. Okay. Back here I have a hand up. And I said I was going to give first chance to the front row, but we're running out of hands. Go ahead.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Thank you. Okay. Who did I miss? Did I get you? Okay.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Thank you. Now we got a light here. That's the prize. It's a flashlight. I got one more left. I need one more hand. Nobody. Okay, there we got one. All right, Jeremy, can you stand up and tell me your verse? And glorify.
And glorify for which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
Thank you. Okay, you can pick the last one. Now I said to just leave them on your laps for a minute. Now I want you to get them out. Everybody that got a flashlight, get them out. And I wish we could dim the lights, but that's okay. We'll just pretend that the lights are dim. Because sometimes in my house, I live way out in the country, and there's a lot of electric lines between me and the power plant, and there's a lot of trees close to those power lines. And it seems like once or twice a year, thank you, once or twice a year, the electricity goes out for more than just a blink, and then we have to get a flashlight. And I have one that's supposed to be in a drawer, right in the very front of the drawer, and I know which drawer it is, and I know where it is in the drawer, so when I stumble around in the dark, I can go to that drawer, and if somebody didn't get it out and play with it, it's there, and I can find it, and then turn the light on, and then I can see to maybe get some more flashlights or find out what needs to be done. Okay, so let's... Everybody who got a flashlight, please stand up, first of all, so we can all see you. And we're going to do something. We're going to pretend the power just went out. And I want everybody on the count of three to turn your light on. One, two, three. Some of them didn't work. Why didn't it work?
Mine didn't work.
There's no batteries in it? No, you're right. There's no batteries in it. Well, where'd you put your battery?
There was no batteries in it.
Oh. Some of them had batteries in them, didn't they? And some of them didn't. Okay, now everybody who has their light on, who has a battery in it, go ahead and sit down. The rest of you, stand up. Stay standing up. You can turn your lights off now, though. And maybe we can go ahead and get the big lights on, too. You don't have a battery in your flashlight. Where are you going to get a battery? Well, I have a pocket full right here. And I'll give one to you. Oh, wait a minute. How much do you owe me for this battery?
For a flashlight.
Andrew, how much did you pay me for your battery? Did you pay me anything for your battery? No. Trevor, did you pay me anything for your battery?
No.
Well, I guess I'll give it to you. There's no charge for the battery. Okay. Yes. One, two, three, four, one more. Did you have one in your light? Somebody got a battery that didn't deserve one. Here we go. You only need one battery. Did you not get one? There you go. Okay, everybody can sit down. And if you got it in there the right way, your flashlight will work now. Now, there are 10 flashlights that I handed out. 10 people said their verse. 5 of them had a battery in it.
And 5
did not.
And 5 is 10.
Thank you. Okay. Now let's put our flashlights down for a minute and let's open up our Bibles. If you have a Bible, open it up with me and follow along a story in Matthew. That was where your verse came from, but we're going to read a story later on in the book, Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And if you can read, you can follow along with me. Otherwise, just listen up. And sometimes at home in Bible reading, I ask questions. So that means you have to listen enough, well enough to pay attention. Okay, so let's listen to what the story is. Matthew 25, we'll start at the beginning of the chapter. The Lord Jesus says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps." Kind of like flashlights. That's what they used back then. They didn't have flashlights. "Took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.'" Okay, let's put our flashlights down for a little bit and let's talk about this story. They didn't have flashlights. What did they have? Lamps, right? And they didn't have batteries. What did they have?
Oil.
Oil. But the story is kind of the same, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't get a choice. Well, you took a choice out of the bag, but you didn't know what you were getting. You just picked them. And on the outside, all those flashlights look the same, right? Some of them are blue. Some of them are gray. Some of them might even be purple. I don't remember. But they all are basically the same. They have the same name on them. And when I look around the room this morning, I see a lot of different boys and girls. And you're all different in some ways, but you're all wearing your Sunday clothes. You all came to Sunday school this morning. And to me, to my eyes, you all look the same. Right? You look like you came to Sunday school on Sunday morning. And you all said your verse. And that was good. You all said, most of you said the same verse, but you all said a verse about light even. Okay, so to me, you all look the same. Did those lamps that those virgins had, did they all look the same, do you think?
Yes.
They all look like good lamps. They all would have been good lamps, except something was missing in 5 of them. Just like there were 5 flashlights that didn't have a battery. Something was missing in those 5. Oil. That's right. Well, they were all kind of slumbering and sleeping. But pretty soon, it says at midnight, behold, the cry went out, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. So that was a shout that woke them up. Get ready. I think the shout has already gone out. For us, we know that the Lord Jesus is coming. We know that he's coming back. When's he coming back? Sometime soon. Sometime soon. We know that already. So the cry has already been made. We've heard it. You've heard the cry. Get ready. Jesus is coming. But you still look all the same to me on the outside. But God, it says, there's a verse in the Old Testament says, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. God sees what's inside. Now, some of you, I think, suspected when you picked up the battery or the flashlight, hey, maybe this doesn't have what it needs in there. I see a friend over there turning on his flashlight, so I know he has a battery, but mine doesn't feel quite right. Doesn't feel heavy enough. Doesn't feel like it has a battery in it. Maybe some of you knew that ahead of time. I think maybe you did. Maybe some of you know that on the inside, it's not quite right. There's something missing in your heart. There's something missing in your heart. And you know that if the Lord Jesus came back, oh, I don't know if I'll be ready to go or not. I know my dad and I know my mom are ready because they've told me they're ready, but I'm not sure I'm ready. Well, you look the same on the outside, but what about the inside? Do you have that battery? Do you have that power? That's what gives the power, right? The battery or the oil. It makes the light work. There's nothing wrong with the light. It just doesn't have what it needs. It doesn't have the power. And you know, for a Christian, the power is the Holy Spirit. When we get saved, when we ask the Lord Jesus to wash our sins away, he gives us the power to shine for him. And our verse said, let your light so shine before men. But if we don't have the battery, if we don't have the power, no matter how hard we might try, no matter how many times we might click on that button, the light's not going to come on because there's nothing inside. Now I want to ask you, do you have the power inside your hearts? Now I'm talking to you little kids, first of all, because this is a children's meeting. But I also want to ask maybe the people in the third and the fourth and the fifth row, do you have the power? Do you have what it takes to shine for him? How much did it cost? Well, it didn't cost you anything, did it? Didn't cost you anything. It cost the Lord Jesus something, though, didn't it? Cost the Lord Jesus something. What did it cost the Lord Jesus? To die on the cross. He gave his own life because he said, I love you and you and you and you. We say, God so loved the world, and that's right. But sometimes I think we need to remember, that's right, he loves everybody. But he loves you and you, each and every individual. And he died for you. And if you accept him as your Savior, it won't cost you anything. All you need to do is believe in faith, say to the Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. And he will. He'll answer that. And then you have what it takes to shine for him. But the important thing is to make sure that we are saved. And when we are, and I think a lot of you are, boys and girls, I think a lot of you are. I don't know everybody. I don't know if all of you are. That's why I spend so much time talking about the battery. But I think some of you are. And so you have that power. And now, what are we supposed to do? What did the verse say? What was the verse? Say, put your flashlight in your pocket and just leave it there. Is that what the verse said? What the verse say?
Let your light shine for men.
For men, thank you. Let your light shine. Let it shine. Shine it out so that everybody else can see it. And I see you flashing your lights around, and you're going to have fun with those, I'm sure. Let your light shine for men. And people can see it. And they say, oh, I know that Mark, he said his verse in Sunday school class, and he got a flashlight. And everybody that heard the Sunday school will know that. Well, it's the same as Christians. If we shine for the Lord Jesus, people who see us will say, oh, he's shining for the Lord. He's shining for the Lord. And does the verse say, and they'll praise you? And they'll say, oh, what a good boy you are. What a good little girl you are. Well, maybe people will say that. But if we're really shining for the Lord Jesus, what does the verse say? Who will they glorify? Who will they glorify, Mark?
God.
Glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's right. If we're really shining for Him, He'll get the glory. And you know, that reminds me of, I have at my house, in our family room, I keep it set up most of the time, I have a telescope. And some of you might have a telescope too. And I like telescopes, and I like to look through them and see the stars and the planets and the moon. But you know, you look up on a night where there's a full moon, and out where I live, there's not very many other lights around. So on a night where there's a full moon, it's bright. I can see all the way across the field. I can see more than a mile away out my back window. That's bright, isn't it? Is the moon shining?
Yeah.
Is the moon giving, you know, it's reflecting, right? It's reflecting the light from the sun. And we talk about the moon shining, and it does, and it gives a lot of light. But where does the light come from? From the moon? From the sun, right.
But when it's nighttime, the sun goes behind the moon.
Oh, okay. Well, this isn't science class, so we're not going to talk a lot about that. This is Sunday school class. So what does that tell us about our light? It comes from the battery inside, right? It comes from the power that comes from God. Right? You know, and sometimes little boys and little girls and big boys and big girls and older men and women try really hard to shine for the Lord Jesus. And they're trying really hard. And they're saying, what's wrong? I can't shine for the Lord Jesus. But they're forgetting that they need to tap into that power. They're trying by themselves. Maybe so they can get the glory. I don't know. Maybe there's different reasons. But we can't do it by ourselves, can we? There was nothing wrong with those flashlights, but the battery wasn't connected. The battery wasn't connected. We have to connect to the battery. We have to tap into that power. You know, we might know that. We might know that. We were talking a little bit the other day about knowing what the right thing to do is, and I think most of us do. Right? We know what the right thing to do is, right? Right? Most of the time we know what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. We have a conscience and we have our parents' instructions. So we know what the right thing to do is, but we need to do it. Right? It's not enough just to know. And that applies to salvation too. You can know how to get saved until you do get saved. All right? Okay. Well, we have time maybe for a couple more songs. We didn't get to sing very many at the beginning. Now there's some more hands. What do you want to sing?
86.
86. I know which one that one is. That's the wise man, right? The wise man. Okay, let's sing. The wise man built his house upon the rock. It's not in here, but I think we know it.
Okay, let's sing. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down.
How about one more, Laura? We've already sang Jesus Loves Me. Can you think of another one? What do you have? 44. Okay. 44.
Story, we keep on.
finish up. But I want
one more thing in the story. What happened to the ones who didn't have oil in their lamps? They didn't get to go in. And they came later knocking and saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And what did he say?
I know you not.
I know you not. In another place in the same book of Matthew, it says, "I never knew you." So those ones that don't get to come in are not people who got saved and then went and lived a life of sin and did something wrong. They're men and women, and I'm afraid girls and boys too, who knew how to get saved, but they never did. I pray that there's nobody in this room that the Lord Jesus will have to say that to. You know how to get saved. Make sure that you are. Okay? Let's finish up with a word of prayer.